And let's talk figs. Once the fruit was mostly used in dry goods, think Fig Newton, and in the expression, I could give a fig. But growers say the fruit could be about to get a higher calling because of new food trends, if the drought doesn't cause fig growers more problems. Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on how the industry is working to stay relevant.
For many Americans, their only association with figs comes from this.
Fruit chewy, Fig Newtons, cookie on the outside, fruity on the inside. When they get together, ooh, what a nice bite.
But tastes change, and the fig industry has gone through tough times. Lack of demand and the drought pushed some growers to other crops. Others went out of business. Tonetta Simone Gladwin is one of those farmers.
I found it kind of impossible to move forward and to do business any longer.
She's a third-generation Italian fig grower who lives on 125 acres in Merced, California. Farming practices were passed down generation to generation in her family. But this year, the lack of water killed her trees.
These are dead. But this one probably is not. See, it still bends? So there's still something in this tree, but it's just going to take a really long time to get it to come back.
Gladwin doesn't have the time to wait for rain or money to dig a new well. She's decided to sell property to pay off her debt and get out of farming.
So thirsty. It's like watching your kids, you know, suffer and not being able to do anything about it.
Not all fig growers are in Gladwin's predicament. Paul Mesplay is a fig farmer near the Central Valley town of Chowchilla. He chose to diversify his acreage when demand for dry figs decreased.
We had to either convert to other varieties that we could make more money on, which meant we had to do more retail, or we had to switch to almonds.
Mesplay and his partner farm around 2,000 acres of figs. He also has almonds, apricots, and peaches. Today, his crew is packing fresh black mission figs. They use cloth dusters to pat the figs clean.
There's the mission variety brought by the Spanish Padres at the 1600s into California. Probably become one of the predominant varieties now in California fig industry, both fresh and dry.
Fresh figs are a delicate crop. They bruise easily, but demand is so high that growers have planted over 1,000 additional acres of fresh fig varieties in the last few years. The goal is to diversify the use of the fig while introducing it to new consumers. That's why you can now find figs in chocolate, liquor, even soap.
The idea of people becoming, I think, much more interested in fresh produce in general have created the situation that it's become more profitable.
Even with the transition to using figs in more products and the growing popularity of fresh figs, the industry is vulnerable. Gary Zhu is the president of the co-op Valley Fig Growers that represents 40% of fig farmers in the state. He says if one variable goes awry, say rain, while the fruit is sun-dried, then the fig industry as a whole could suffer.
Let's just say next week it rained hard and it devastated the crop that's out there. Yeah, we'd be in a fix. It would be an ugly situation because we probably couldn't raise our prices enough to offset the loss.
And that's why Zhu says many of the growers he works with will continue to diversify crops, following food trends, and why consumers will see even more products in the supermarket with figs as a main ingredient. For Here and Now, I'm Ezra David Romero.